Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Evan, you have breaking details on the Mueller investigation. What's the very latest?
That's right, Wolf. The Mueller investigators have been anything but quiet in the past month, even though, obviously, because of the November elections, the special counsel has not done anything public in the past during this past month. Among the things that have been happening behind the scenes is This is Paul Manafort, the former chairman of the Trump campaign, has been into the special counsel now as many as nine times, giving dozens of hours of interviews to the special counsel team as part of his cooperation deal after pleading guilty to the special counsel charges last month. Also behind the scenes, Michael Cohen has been providing hours of testimony to the Mueller team, as well as prosecutors from the Southern District of New York. And also behind the scenes, talks have intensified between the special counsel and the president's lawyers. As you know, Wolf, they have now received questions from the special counsel, from the investigators, and those lawyers, the president's lawyers, are now going through trying to provide written answers to the questions that have now been received from the Mueller team. And also, another part of this investigation, which has to do with Roger Stone. We know that as many as nine people associated with Roger Stone have now received subpoenas as part of the investigation. We know that at least a couple of those people have been having talks with the special counsel to provide information as part of this investigation. A lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's very widespread, I must say. So what do you expect from Mueller right after the November midterms, only less than 3 weeks away?
Right. We expect that right after we will see activity pick up, and that includes expected indictments that the special counsel team has been working on. That we expect is going to happen very quickly after the November elections. And then, Wolf, what the expectation is in the legal circle, certainly among the president's lawyers, is the possibility that a report, whatever report Mueller has produced, will go up to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, sometime perhaps in December. Of course, the timeline here is everyone's guess. Mueller is not saying anything publicly. We know that because of these negotiations that have been going on behind the scenes, that it is possible this timeline will slip even further.
And we know the president told the Associated Press yesterday that he has a new White House counsel coming in, Pat Cipollone, to replace Don McGahn. What difference is that going to make?
Well, what this does, it signals at least internally to the Trump team that they're getting ready, Wolf, for what is going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight with the Democrats. They expect, obviously, that the Democrats will take control of one of the houses of Congress, perhaps the House of Representatives, in the November election. And so what they expect is that the Democrats are going to launch a whole raft of new investigations of the executive branch. And, of course, they're going to start fighting for access to whatever Mueller has found. Keep in mind that Mueller's findings only go to Rod Rosenstein. They don't necessarily automatically go to Congress. So
right.
If the Democrats have control of the House of Representatives, they will have to perhaps launch a legal fight to be able to get to certain findings that the Trump team believes are protected by executive privilege. We expect, by the way, that Cipollone is going to take over in the next couple of weeks. I'm told, by the way, Wolf, that Cipollone was a bit surprised that the announcement came as it did in the president's interview with the Associated Press. This was something that was perhaps going to come down in another couple of weeks. Don McGahn is still inside the White House. So this was going to be a rollout, but as often happens, unscripted in this Trump presidency, this was done in an Associated Press interview. Yeah.
What a douche. So here is what all that adds up to. Mueller is going through the quiet period because we have an election, and there's an unwritten rule. It's not a written rule. It's not hard and fast, but there is a certain feeling in the investigative part of our government that you don't throw things out there right ahead of an election because you could influence the voters. I don't get why you wouldn't, as a voter, want to know if the president or his son or sons are going to be indicted. I don't know why before the election we don't get to know if Roger Stone was talking to Julian Assange and coordinating document dumps on Hillary Clinton ahead of last year's, the 2016 election. I don't know why we don't get to know if Michael Cohen, what Michael Cohen is giving Robert Mueller. You know, Michael Cohen has spent 50 hours with Robert Mueller over the past few weeks. Apparently Manafort gets out of prison to go talk to Mueller. I mean, it's probably a good deal for him. You know, it's the only time he gets out of prison. The former campaign manager for Donald Trump is in prison, but he gets out 9 times to go speak to Robert Mueller. And think about that. I mean, Manafort's already been convicted, right? Already been convicted, and then did a plea deal to get out of a second trial. And in that plea deal, he agreed to cooperate with Robert Mueller, who already had enough evidence, enough documentary evidence, enough witness testimony, enough of everything to indict him. So they already have. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.